Unit 8A, Business Expenses. Listening 1. Conversation 1.
David Hobbs.
Hello, Mr. Hobbs. This is Roger Hargreaves from Accounts. I'm just ringing about your expenses claim. There are a couple of things I need to check.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Well, you put down that it was a business trip, but do you think you could be a bit more specific?
Yes, sorry. It was actually a marketing conference.
Okay. And you stayed at the Cartlands Hotel, but you didn't put down how much it cost.
Oh, sorry. It was £80, and that was for one night.
I see. Now, under client entertaining, you put £56.70 for a meal and drinks. But you are supposed to put down the name of anybody you entertain, you know.
I'm sorry. I must have forgotten. Anyway, the client's name is Lambert, Paul Lambert. He's one of our Belgian suppliers.
Could you spell his last name for me?
Lambert? Yes, it's L-I-M-B-E-R-T.
Right, thanks. Oh, and this amount for £9 under other expenses, what exactly was that for?
£9? Let me see. £9. Oh, yes. That was for a couple of faxes I had to send from the hotel.
Conversation 2.
Alison Forbes.
Hello, Alison. It's Roger Hargreaves from Accounts. Is Alan there, please?
I'm afraid he isn't in today. Can I help at all?
I don't think so, no. It's about his expenses, you know, for the trip to Sweden.
Oh, can I give him a message?
Yes, if you could. Could you tell him that something was missing? It was his hotel bill, and I need it quickly if he wants us to pay him this month.
Actually, I think he was looking for it the other day.
I hope he hasn't lost it. Well, look, if he can't find it, he really needs to call me as soon as possible.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Thanks. Oh, and one other thing. The last time we paid him his expenses, he asked us to pay him in cash. Well, I'm afraid it caused all kinds of problems, and everyone started asking for cash payments. So we've decided that we really can't do that again.
Okay, I'll let him know. Bye.
Conversation 3.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Evans.
Speaking.
This is Roger Hargreaves. I'm just ringing about your expenses for the Paris trip.
Ah, well, you do know I lost my case on that trip, so I'm afraid I can't give you any receipts or anything.
That's not a problem. I just need to check a few details.
Okay. What do you need to know?
Well, first of all, when was the trip exactly?
Let me just check my diary. Yes, it was the last weekend in June, the 25th and 26th.
So, one night, right. And where did you stay?
Hotel Continental. But I'm afraid I can't remember the price. But it's the same hotel I stayed at last time. In fact, it was even the same room.
Fine, I can look that up. And what about travel? Did you fly or take the train?
The train, Eurostar. But, again, I can't remember the price.
Okay, I can check it myself. Oh, and were there any other expenses?
I can't think of anything. Oh, yes, there was, actually. I had to buy metro tickets to get around Paris.
Metro tickets. That would be about £5, wouldn't it?
That sounds about right.
Okay, Mr. Evans. Thanks very much.
Unit 8A. Business Expenses. Listening 2. 1.
Good morning. This is a message for David Eastman. I got your note about my expenses form, about returning it to you. Well, actually, I did send it to you. The only problem is it went to the wrong department, and that's why you still haven't got it. Anyway, I'll bring it round first thing in the morning. Okay? Oh, sorry, this is Alex Eddington, by the way.
2.
Hello, this is June Salisbury. You wanted to speak to me about my expenses claim for the Munich trip. Could we get together on Friday morning to talk about it, perhaps at about 11, if that's all right? Just give my secretary a call. Okay, bye.
3.
This is Bob Richards here. Listen, I just found another receipt for my Oslo trip last month. It's for quite a lot of photocopies I had done in the shop. I suppose it's too late for this month, but is it okay if I put this through on next month's expenses? Could you get back to me and let me know? Okay, bye.
4.
Hello, this is Patricia Graves from sales. Look, I'm ringing about my expenses again. The last time I called you, you said they'd be included in this month's pay. Well, I've checked with my bank and they're not. I can't keep chasing you about this, and I'm getting pretty fed up waiting. I'll call by your office sometime tomorrow, and this time I'd like a check. Goodbye.
5.
Hello, David. This is Simon. Look, about this morning, I'm afraid something urgent's come up and I have to rush off to London, so I won't be able to make it. I'm really sorry it's such short notice. I'll call you when I get back, okay? Speak to you soon.
Unit 8B. Business Travel. Listening. 1.
Any regular business traveler will tell you how important this is if you want to feel ready to face a whole day of business meetings. Sometimes you work straight through meal times, so it might be the only thing you'll get until you step on the plane for your flight home. And who wants to have to start looking for a burger bar at midnight?
2.
From the business traveller's point of view, flexibility and choice are absolutely crucial. Businesses can't depend on airlines offering a flight on a particular day or time of their choosing. I really do feel that getting to and from your destination at a time which suits you and fits in with your plans is essential, and one of the main reasons for choosing an airline.
3.
I just find it really annoying. After I've eaten, I just want to sit quietly, have a drink, and read my newspaper. The last thing I want is to listen to people screaming with laughter at some ridiculous comedy.
4.
On a short trip, it's not so important. You're not there long enough to have more than a drink and a quick look at the paper. But on a long trip, you really need to be able to stretch out, lie back, and get some proper sleep.
5.
Of course I could get a cheaper seat, but that's not the point. With a long day of meetings and negotiations ahead of me, I need a bit of comfort and looking after, and my company understands that. It's also a good place for networking, and I've often got into conversation with the person next to me, who's developed into a useful contact.